Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look
at tonight's guest, actress and model, Leah Alexander.
The authentically entertaining conversation that matters.
Look at the night sky.
And musical guest,
Armani. The stars have always shined.
I'm Mark Leger, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so forward-looking to this show. I have had the pleasure of interviewing so many people, and interestingly enough, so many of them have been models. And it's interesting how every time the conversation just takes us deeper and deeper, I learn more and more. And this is happening in every field. But we do have a tendency to be fascinated with models. And we also have a tendency to think that they have everything going on and they've always had it easy because they've always been beautiful or what have you, and that the world treats them differently, et cetera, et cetera. So some of that all might be true, but I understand that we are learning more and more. We learned from one of the last models that we had is that models are often considered not to be bright. We talked to that and said how that is a fallacy. I mean, it's just like one fallacy after another. And so one of the interesting things is we're learning to change the way we look at each other, to change the way we look at our different professions and the change the way we're doing things. I was looking at a model agency that represented our guest at one point, and I noticed that it said a lot of things about her, like her height, her waist, her hips, her dress, her shoes, her hair color, her eyes color, her bust size. And that was it. And I thought, wow, this is supposed to tell me about her. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not hiring her as a model, but even if I was in this day and age, would I want to know what she likes doing, who she is as a person, a little bit more her character? Would I want to know that if she's representing my brand? Nowadays, I'm thinking I want to know that. And I thought, okay, well, that's not fair. That's just this agency. Let me go to another one that used to represent her. And let me go to another one, because none of them that I could see shared with me any information other than the look. And so it's interesting, as we'll get into conversation with our guest, that the look is only a part of who she is, a very small part. As a matter of fact, while we were talking, she said something. I am more than that. And so I'm looking forward to having our guest, Tia Alexander, Alexander share more of who she is, and a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Nacho Armani, all live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show. Which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. This is The Life Changes Show, at home edition. I am Filippo Voltaggio, online with Mark Lejour.
What a duo tonight. Such a powerful show. And I was reflecting on Tia and how she shows up in the world and the music we're going to hear tonight, and thinking about all the chaos and so much disinformation and so much confusion going on, and reflecting on how important it is that people are honest with themselves and showing up authentically in the world. And that is what makes tonight's show so important, I think.
In fact, Mark, we've titled this episode Modeling Authenticity. And our guest is not only a model and an actress, she is a very proud mom and a single mom at that at the moment. So we welcome Tia Alexander to the show. Welcome.
Hello, good morning,
Mr. Chair. Hello. Hello, Tia. Earlier, you're sounding better all of a sudden.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now is better, yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, that noise reminded me to say two things. Number one, you are coming from far, far away, about as far as you can get on this wonderful planet of ours. You are in where now?
I'm in South Africa.
Okay, now share with our audience exactly what time is it in South Africa since we are live.
It is 4 a.m. in South Africa on the other side of the world, literally.
So. Actually, 4:11 a.m. Yes, thank you so much for getting online with us to have this conversation, which goes to show who you are, because somebody else might have said 4 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, absolutely. I even feel like I just got off of a red eye flight and I'm actually just landed. So yes, this is quite early for me.
So, Tia, do you remember saying to me while we were chatting a while ago, and I wrote down those words, I am more than that. It was so powerful to hear you say that.
Yeah, you know, I truly feel like that. I don't think that people give us enough credit for who we are inside, rather for what we are outside or the image that we carry outside. So yeah, we're definitely more than that.
And you are on this new path of wanting to share with the world from a perspective that very, very few people have, because though there are, not everybody's a model, and even the models, very few of them reached the levels that you have. So your perspective is fairly unique in this world.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, I definitely feel like I've had a long journey of seeing the good and the bad. And it's been, you know, ins and outs where you kind of just go through a wave. You feel like you're on a super high and then you feel like you're on a super low, and you always have to keep on that smile. So people don't really see the true inside. They just see the image. So, yeah.
You know, earlier we were talking, I mentioned how people say, you know, or a lot of beautiful people aren't smart, which is so unfair. A lot of them assume that models even want to be looked at. They want to be looked at all the time. And they're all about, like, for example, the selfies.
I mean,
did you drop something as soon as I said that?
Right, exactly. I mean, they pretty much want us to focus on the selfies. They want us to focus on what Instagram or social media likes, puts that heart, that like button. And, you know, it kind of really takes away from the authenticity, pretty much. And I think that as I've gotten older, I've been able to sense the difference of what my authenticity is and what my inauthenticity is. So it's been a roller coaster, and it's, you know, you've got not only what you have to portray on camera or in front of people, but, you know, you've got your own trauma, your own issues, your own things that you need to heal from and you never get a chance to heal. So while you're putting on this face, this selfie, this everything is great, and you're also always looking for validation. And now that the new mainstream is about social media and validation, because how many likes do you have? How many followers do you have? You know, that's what makes you. And it's interesting because I've had many conversations with my girlfriends, my old school girlfriends, who we've been doing this before social media, and it didn't used to be about what everyone felt about our work. They just heard we did a job, you know, how we did it. And if they saw us on TV, they say, hey, I caught you, you know, on a commercial or whatever. And now it's kind of a show thing. And now it's not just what your peers or people around you expect, it's what your agency expects now. And it's actually a little more tearing. So it tears you down more, and it makes you feel less than your worth. You know, I used to know my worth based on my work, and now it's almost like your worth is based on how many followers or what your social media is like, you know. And it's not that you have to carry it that way, but that's where the pressure is often, especially from your agencies.
You know, you mentioned as you are older, and I want to talk about that when we come back, actually, because there are also some misinformation or that one has to start when they're 13 or they're washed up by 19 as a model, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe the world is changing, or maybe you also have a different view on life, and we know that to be the case, so that when we come back, we're going to talk to Tia Alexander more about that. And also, again, Nacho Arimany, a little later on with live music, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Back, our guest is Tia Alexander, and she is a model, she's an actress, and she is a mom. And we mentioned how she has reached heights that very few models get to do, the top echelons of models, including major contracts, including fitness modeling with Nike. So, and many others, of course. So Tia, of course, you started modeling I was going to make a joke and say at 13, although you might have, you just weren't doing it professionally just yet, right?
Correct. I pretty much started at 19. At least that's where everything started picking up. I was doing convention work, showroom, and some advertising. And that's kind of when I picked up my first national commercial and kind of just thrived through there. So, yeah, it's been fun.
I'm glad to hear it's been fun. And so where a lot of people might have think that, oh, if I didn't start at a certain time, it's too late. You actually, so we know that that's not true. And definitely a mindset has a lot to do with it. But you actually then something, you had an experience and you thought, oh, well, there goes my modeling career for sure. What was that?
When I actually started feeling into my 30s is when I realized, and maybe that's just the new generation, I felt like age was not a factor anymore. Mm-hmm. And I remember in my 20s, kind of hesitating. I moved to New York at 25, and I wasn't sure, should I fabricate my age, and you know, are the clients going to accept me? And once I figured out my market, you know, where I wasn't like this high fashion couture model and needing to look like I'm 15 and all these things, it actually, that I feel like that image faded. I actually grew more as I got older, and I tried to inspire other models with that as well, letting them know that it's not about age, because Wilhelmina picked me up when I was 29, going on 30.
Wow.
And I had also just had a baby. So
yes.
I thought that was one of the biggest turnovers for me when I realized that age never had a factor in it. I actually am as old as I think I am, as old as I think I move. It's my lifestyle, and you know, I'm more relatable. You know, it's not, it doesn't matter how, what size you are, it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, you have to think about it. You know, there's plenty of older gray hair women doing commercials, you know, modeling. There's, you know, older clothing lines, like there's Travel Smith that is a catalog company that I actually work for that's 40 and up. So there's actually always a market for every age. So you don't have to try to be the skinniest. You don't have to try to be the youngest. You don't have to lie. You've got your own path, your own market. So,
and you know, if you could say that for something like modeling, then you could say that almost for any career or anything anybody wants to do almost.
Absolutely, because modeling was the first, you know, space where people are like, oh, you're too old. I've met girls who are 25 who are like, I'm just getting too old and I don't know if I want to keep doing this. And I'm like,
right,
you're getting too old? I didn't quite understand that. And that was me sitting in the makeup chair with them while I'm 33. And I would go, wow, that image really exists in their head. But I think right now with, you know, the new era, that's starting to fade, hopefully. I mean, at least it did for me, because my career actually
like
shot. Yeah, it shot
with
up as
like
I got
you
older.
Sharing your story. Yeah, and actually, for those people who don't know, Wilhelmina is one of the top agencies in the world. As a matter of fact, the America's Top Model or something like that. That's the contract they get, right?
Yeah, everybody wanted to get a Wilhelmina contract when they made it on the reality show America's Next Top Model, and then from there, I mean, they are worldwide. So any time you've mentioned Wilhelmina, everyone's like, "Oh, you're with Wilhelmina." So yeah.
And so the reason I'm mentioning that is because that didn't happen for you until 29. It also happened after you had already been working for a while, doing some big gigs and big name brands, and also happened, as if anybody caught that, after you had a baby.
Yeah. And actually, I was 30. So I just turned 30 because my son was one going on. Yeah, he was one. So I had him at 28. And so it was definitely a good, you know, I was with them for, 6 years. And I probably worked more than a lot of the younger girls, at least in the fitness world, I should say. And with a bounce back after baby body. So yeah, it worked for me.
So I'm so glad we've talked about that. And I feel like, unfortunately, we could probably talk about that a lot more, because nowadays, a lot of people are feeling older, and that old mentality is seeping into younger and younger and younger age groups, where they feel like they're already old, not just in modeling but elsewhere. So thank you for sharing that. There's so much more we want to talk about, and that is in talking to you and knowing what you are there in South Africa to do. One of the things is to write a book, potentially two, as you're finding out. But finding yourself has been something that you have been working on for the longest time, outside of what other people think of you, or what other people say, or what you think you should or shouldn't do, right, Tia?
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of finding self, you know, and seeking self and loving self. So it's a lot of work. You have to put in the work, and that's when the universe works with you. The universe will definitely feel like it's working against you when you're not in your authentic self. So I've definitely gone through those roller coasters of thinking I was in my authentic self, but you know, as you feel shame, guilt, you know, confusion, you feel like you're happy, but why am I not fully happy? I'm living the life, I'm in a career, I'm successful. You know, what is it that's not, you know, right? Why is it not perfect?
Right. And the thing that really got me as part of the conversation we were having was that you were modeling, you were with top agencies, you were with top brands, and you still felt like you weren't a model, or you weren't the best model you could be. And it wasn't just about getting better, it was about accepting who you are, what you've achieved.
Well, and image-wise, you know, other people would see you more than you could see yourself, but in order to see yourself, you have to love yourself more versus loving your career or loving you know, all the compliments or even just the jobs. I mean, I loved how much I traveled. I loved, you know, meeting new clients. I loved, you know, everything I built, but there was that missing piece, you know, and I just have to say, I think a lot of it really does have to do with just what social media expects of you. I don't feel like what it used to be, where people didn't see what you were doing. They just kind of heard about it or had an intimate conversation with you at some point. Now it's, you know, all show. And as much as we try to avoid caring what everyone thinks, you know, you post something and you're kind of expecting, you know, all the views and the likes and the responses.
It's in your face.
Yeah, it's in your face. And then, you know, you wake up to it, you go to bed to it, your agency says something about it. You know, I mean, unfortunately for me, what even really, really shocked me at the ending point of my career with Wilhelmina was I asked if I what I could do to just kind of build some new clients, different types of clients. And one comment that one of my agents made to me was, you know, maybe we should rebuild your book. You know, they're looking for more of the Kim Kardashian look. And I just was so taken back because that's not even near the market that I work. But that's the image now that everyone is kind of expecting to hold up to, that selfie, that, you know, what do I look like drinking coffee this morning? You know, I mean, it's really about, you know, that kind of, you know, that's reality to them, not, you know, what's within.
Wow, that's saying so much, actually. When we come back, actually, you have so much to say about connection and grounding. And I think it's interesting how it's your connection, it's your connection to God and your connection to spirit that guided you to go to where you are and there in South Africa, and how you are using this time to reinvent yourself. You're still modeling, but you're focusing on things that I think the audience will be not only happy to hear, but someday happy to read in a book that I know you're writing. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tia Alexander more. And you can find her on Instagram, whether she likes it or not. She is there, and she does some fun stuff. And so Tia, T-I-A, and then Alexander, you can find her there. We actually have a link for her on our webpage. A little later on, we're going to have Nacho Arimani, our musical guest, will be performing live for us. And in our next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question as well. Hang with us when we come back here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. This is Modeling Authenticity on The Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our guest, actress, model, and mom, Tia Alexander.
And we wanted to give a quick shout out to Jesse Golden, because if it wasn't for the Golden Secrets, we wouldn't have found out about Tia. So yeah. We love the Secrets, and hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse, indeed. So, Tia, before anything happened with like the stay at home stuff and all that, you were feeling like, I need to get away from fast life and social distance.
Yeah. Myself. before it became a thing, I definitely stepped away and said, you know, it's time to just learn who I am again and kind of step away from people and just the energy that is floating around. So, you know, I think that for me, I ended up being able to kind of, I went through a downfall, and that downfall was just internally, you know, things of trauma, things that people go through. And once you go through a spiral, you kind of, you know, you go through that place of blame and you're like, what is happening? What's going on? And like I said, my career was still taking off. I was booking commercials and doing new things. And I just really felt like I needed to kind of take a step back and just learn more about myself. And it's interesting. I understand you also have a book, The Little Dog That Could. And you said when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Indeed.
And I love that because that is exactly what I felt and what I started seeking. You know, it kind of put me, you know, felt like things were closing in just internally. Like I said, my career was taking off. I was still just getting into so many greater things, but my son was going to school. I was, you know, chasing the rat race of auditions and traffic and living that life, which, you know, a lot of people would love and appreciate, and I loved. But I think when you figure out that there's a bigger purpose for yourself, or, you know, when your spirit is letting you know there's more, and you will have to figure out how to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. And there's that space of that time where you just have to take step back and say, all right, let me figure this out. What is this? And so I kind of feel like a lot of things in life we have to manifest, we have to pray about. And sometimes I feel like people get so frustrated with our career if they aren't making it, because that's all they focus on. But I really started focusing on what is bigger than me. You know, what do I have to offer? I love sharing energy with people. I love, you know, helping people. A lot of times my prayers were to help heal people, but I couldn't heal anyone else if I didn't heal myself. You know, I had things that I'm, you know, that may have happened in the last few years, or even inner child trauma that may have happened that we all at some point need to heal. It will catch up with you. So,
and actually, your new book's going to be talking about that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I've always felt that I needed to write this book about the parentship book, which is parents building a relationship with your child. And that I had been working on for the last 5-6 years. But it was more of making notes, you know, as someone who thinks that they're not a writer, which I will never say again, I am a writer. I didn't know how to just sit there and put all of my thoughts together. And so I prayed about, you know, wanting to find that time to write this book. But then as I've now taken time to journal and write, I've kind of embarked more on what building a strong relationship is. It's healing yourself and having conscious parenting to figure out who you are so you can teach your child the right way. And I've always wanted to kind of share my story with not just parents, but aspiring parents. A lot of models come to me, you know, not only scared to have a child in the industry, a lot. You will be so surprised at my DMs. You know, how do you do it as a single parent? How are you? You know, I want to have a child. I don't even care if I have a partner, but, you know, I'm just scared to take that risk. And honestly, you know, having a child actually rebirths you. You know, you go through this space of thinking you know yourself, and your child will remind you really don't know yourself. You need to know yourself a little bit more, you know, and for those parents that can find the patience in not getting so irritated with their children. If they do something that they don't like, you know, they can realize it's actually they don't like something about themselves. You know, there's things about yourself you need to correct. So now my parenting book called The Parentship Book has now kind of evolved into me, you know, helping people dig into their inner child, conscious parenting, and just understanding self, you know, rewiring, relearning, you know, and just kind of getting to know yourself through your child.
Well, Tia, that is really good news on so many levels. And it sounds like you have one, maybe two books there. And I have some good news for you too. I'm feeling a third book coming on. And can I tell you the title that's coming to me?
Ooh, what is that?
Beauty Tips for Your Soul.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
I can
As
totally
if you didn't have enough to do. What's that?
I know, right? Yeah, totally.
So I got that from just like tuning into what you're about. I mean, obviously, your beauty goes down to your soul and back out again. So that's the kind of thing that we need more of. There's so much how to make your hair better, how to make your eyes pop, how do you make your cheeks this, whatever. How about making your soul pop? How about making your soul brighter, right?
Yes, how to make your spirit beautiful, how to make it bright. Yeah, no, for sure. That, you know, you got to glow up, you know, and so.
Glow
up. Yeah.
Nice. See, I have a couple quotes that I have written down that comes from you, that come from you. We'll have to talk later after the show, because you have a lot of them that I think are going to be in your book. I don't even know if you know that you said that you say them, but that's some good stuff. Actually, there's one that you said, I was going to ask you if that was yours or you read it somewhere. It's not about who you know. When you were talking about the business and getting in the business and all the things that you've done with and without agents, or even with agents, but you've done it on your own, some of them. It's not about who you know, it's about how hard you go.
Oh yeah, no, that was me. Yeah, it's wow. It's not about who you know. You really do need to just put in the work, and the universe will work in everything you need around you. You know, sometimes I just found myself in front of the computer submitting or just walking up, you know, door to door to an agency, you know, and some worked, some didn't. You know, I was with a small agency, you know, in fitness in New York at one point, and, you know, their assistant Aspire, you know, transitioned over into being with Wilhelmina and picked me up later. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just show your work and everything else will come together. You know, it's not like I've had, you know, anything out of my pocket where I'm like, hey, can you connect me? Like, no one's connected me. Everything that I've done is just off of the work that I've put in. Even when I came and moved back to LA, you know, I the relationships that I built in New York with the small boutiques, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going back to LA. Can you refer me? And, you know, one referred me to an agency, and, you know, it's just about putting in the work and showing your passion, showing how hard you're willing to work.
Well, it shows in everything that you've been doing, and it shows in the videos that you take of you and your son, and that you share, that I've gotten to enjoy as well. So I've enjoyed this, what did we just do? An interview. You'd think I was the one that was 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
and I have to say, not only did you do great, but I have to tell everybody that because of me, you were up most of the night, because you and I talked for a couple hours, and then you and Mark, I think, talked for an hour. You didn't get any sleep.
Yeah, you and I were up till at least midnight, so now it's 4. I think I got about an hour sleep.
It was so much fun, though. Look forward to doing it again. Look forward to doing this again. More power to you, Tia. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What a pleasure. Thank you. So, Tia Alexander. And now we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Alicia, and I live in Los Angeles. I am grateful to you for your Energetic Alchemy workshop, which assisted me in obtaining my Reiki Mastery Certificate. I'm now 26, and I feel I'm ready for a committed relationship as I want to have children with my life partner. In the past year, I have dated quite a few men, and I'm so surprised at how much alike they have all been. I have found them on the internet, dating sites, and the first few dates were all perfect. Their online bios were not the same, and yet all of them have some serious emotional issues and some physical issues, too. I was engaged over a year ago, and my fiancé was seriously damaged emotionally and doesn't want to be here on Earth. Fortunately, I removed myself from that relationship once I realized that I couldn't heal him. My question is, why do I continue to attract men who need emotional, mental, and physical healing? I love my work, and yet I don't want to be doing it with my life partner. I deserve a healthy and happy man to share my healthy and happy life with, so why do I still attract broken men?
My dear Alicia, it is good to hear from you, and I'm thrilled that you love your Reiki practice. As I recall, you are an excellent healer. Your question is quite common from those who choose to do healing work. There is an unconscious part of us that attracts those who need healing into our lives because we have decided to be healers. However, once we recognize that this is a pattern, we can then become more conscious of our choices as to whom we invite to play major roles in our lives. Online dating sites don't always provide the kinds of information we need to determine if there truly is a possibility of a positive and healthy relationship. I discovered a long time ago that I kept choosing people who were so much like my father, although on the surface, they didn't appear to be like him at all. After many years of less than elegant choices, I realized how important it is for us to make more conscious choices in relationships, because it so often appears that we are unconsciously recreating a pattern. The more I looked at this, the more important it became for me to not only make a list of the kind of qualities I deserved in a relationship, but to also make a list of the deal breakers. And please remember that it is never too early to discuss whether your date wants children, if that is a priority for you. So often, our patterns of thinking that if we love them enough, they will change and be more like what we want. I guarantee you that this does not work. What works is for you to love yourself enough to know what you want and to ask for it up front. I trust that you will easily create the kinds of questions that will assist you in finding the right partner.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Thank you. And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Nacho Arimani, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes. thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our musical guest is a master ethnic percussionist, a multi-instrumentalist, and composer. He is Nacho Arimani. Thank you, and welcome, Nacho.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's a pleasure, and we thank Tia Alexander, who introduced us to you. And I told her, since it's so early in the morning over there, she could go to sleep right after the interview. And she said, no, Nacho's amazing. I want to listen to him, too. So she's still with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You are amazing in many different ways. Let's start with musical. You've been a musician ever since you were born, right?
Yes, I started when I was 6 years old. I pick up piano, and then I become a soloist singer for operas and orchestras, doing the kids' roles. Yeah.
And so then you left that to pursue instruments?
I left that because the identity of performing and having to be perfect in the classical world, even I have a promising career, I was not feeling comfortable as a kid. And as a kid, you need to play, you need to be with your mates. So when I was traveling through Europe in Paris, and I witnessed a drum circle of West African percussionists, and I saw the joy in the faces of everybody playing together, I remember that it really hits me. It's not that I just want to play percussion, it's I want to belong to that joy. By how music, I never experienced that, because for me music was pressure and perfection. And here I am outside near the river, the scene, with people from different nationalities, you know, sharing music and traditions is what really got me, because tradition has roots, and music in those traditions is not for entertaining anybody. Music in traditions is a tool for transformation. So I start pursuing and study percussion from many different traditions, and that brought into my life the strength that I really needed to then become a composer. But percussion is our heartbeat, right? So when we pulse together, and when you are in Africa hearing the drums and jumping into a circle and you dance, you really feel the power of community through music and through dance, through celebration. And that is what really changed my life, and I kind of devote my life to this, to discover the roots and the traditions and the wisdom that are always beneath those musical traditions that are ancient, and how in those cultures, as in your beautiful program, you're talking about transformation and healing, music is one of the number one tools for transformation and connection to community and connection to source.
Wonderful. As a matter of fact, actually, after we get to hear a piece of yours, we'll talk about the transformation that you bring to music or through music for people with autism and brain damage and all of that, bringing music to a whole other dimension. So let's talk about that after we get to hear a piece. What are you going to perform for us first?
There is a beautiful percussion instrument that is probably the most modern percussion instrument that comes from Switzerland. It was made in 2000. And the purpose of the instrument was really to as a healing purpose, as a meditation. And it's a mixture of a handpan. It's basically from Trinidad and Tobago, like this kind of like beautifully melodic pans, but with a beautiful percussion approach that you can play with your hands. And I'm going to play one of these, a piece with that and with my voice, and let's see here where it goes. Sometimes what I love to do is to jump into the unknown and feeling your program, feeling the amazing story of Tia, feeling you and your connection with the Fibonacci sequence and golden ratio, which my life is all about that too. I want to tap into that and jump into a little improv, you know, a little invocation with my voice, and then let's see what it goes.
Here is Nacho Arimani performing live online at home on the Life Changes show. Nacho, thank you. Wow, Nacho Arimani. I'm going to spell that because it's also where you can find out more about him and his music and see his videos. And if I'm not mistaken, Nacho, that's the instrument that you're playing on a couple videos where you're in the water with them. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's so cool. So Nacho Arimani is Nacho, N-A-C-H-O, and then Arimani, Arimany.com.
Mm-hmm.
NachoArimany.com. So, Nacho, so I know you give lectures and work with professors and medical scientists regarding the effect that music has, or the treatment actually, for autism, brain damage, ADD, etc. So obviously we won't be able to talk about it this time at great length, but please, it's so important, tell us what we could be looking forward to as far as the advancement of what you do.
Well, there is now in neuroscience, the most important research is everything that happens in the brain is about patterns and rhythmic patterns, actually. So a brain that has ADD, even anxiety, even sensory processing disorders is because the brain is kind of like not synchronizing properly everything inside. So that's why the expertise about rhythm and understanding patterns, and what I work with is with natural patterns, how we can bring back into balance that brain. Also, Dr. Alfred Tomatis discovers in early 50s that he said a beautiful quote. He said that music and sound is the nutrient for the brain. So basically, our nervous system gets charged, electrically charged by frequency. And that is super relevant because basically a lot of our brain functions are aligned with certain frequencies. And we bring back that frequencies into the brain, our brain function and our cognition will be much better. Example, focus and concentration. We need mid-frequency sounds. For intuition and creativity, we really want high-frequency sounds. The body loves low-frequency sounds to ground and basically to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. So getting out from fight or flight mode is super important because then we can achieve high cognitive function. And how we can get into parasympathetic nervous system is with low frequencies that engage the vagus nerve. So basically everything that happens in our body is codified by sound and frequency. I always say that our body is a resonance system that codifies information through vibration. And our brain is really the one that organizes that information. So it's now the work I've done for kids with autism, because I love these instruments from traditions that basically are instruments made of the elements, like water drums, gourds. And I loved it because I always felt good with them, right, playing. And then we tried to test with kids with autism how would be the effect on those frequencies in combination with patterns, with the specific patterns that I play that are related to exactly with the golden ratio, basically patterns in five, to replicate dynamic symmetry in the brain. So by combining both, and the experience with the kids with autism was such a success that I was hired by the company Advanced Brain Technologies, one of the pioneers in sound therapy for the past 20 years, to create a percussion-based, natural and organic frequency-based program to distribute in 35 countries to treat kids with autism, ADHD, sensory processing disorder, and now we're treating adults with anxiety and depression with an amazing, amazing effect.
Nacho, I love that you are bringing this forward in the way that you do. And I with your background, may more and more people be able to hear you and hear the music. I just have to share with the audience that how you move so beautifully from some of the world's biggest entertainment and music stages like Carnegie Hall and New York Lincoln Center to the Los Angeles Dolby Theater, right on Hollywood Boulevard, working with Grammy artists, et cetera, to then moving into universities and institutes where you're speaking at this level about music. It warms my heart and it brings, it's exciting for the future of humanity.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said at the beginning. The concept of music as entertainment has basically 150 years, when music has more than 2,000 years. And when we look back at that origins of music, music is a service. Musicians, we are in service, you know, and we are in service because we can really open, we can, with rhythm, we put things in movement. And would make people dance, and that dance is the catharsis, is the trauma release. Everybody's talking about trauma release now. You know, in Africa, when you go there and you see the situation and the women's with polygamy and you know, yes, there is depression and there is anxiety, but every week they have a gathering with the community where they play a dance, and then they release all the tension, you know. And at the same time, they pray through sound. And that's why it really got me in West Africa when I was living there. It's like the drum is the dance and is the energy to promote catharsis. And then the voice is the prayer. And the voice is how we connect with source in intimacy and then also in community. So when you combine these two things, like rhythm and dance for catharsis and strength, and then the voice as a prayer for connection with source, then that community is moving forward, you know, and is moving forward with health and strength, and then with supervision and information coming from source, you know. So then that's why music is about the industry, and that's so new and it's collapsing, right? Because the value of music, and probably a lot of people will be upset missing this, but this is my value. Music is not for entertainment. Music is a tool for transformation and healing. And
Well, Nacho, are we going to get to hear one more piece?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. What are we going to get to hear?
Well, this is one of my compositions on guitar, and let me see if I have. Oh, let me put this. It's a composition on guitar, and talking exactly about. I make this song. I just sang this song once, and I composed it like 10 years ago. but it's a song about. It's called "Towards the Brightest Light," and. Wow. And this song is, I wrote it when in a moment that I needed someone to pull me up towards the light. You know, I thought I was losing my health, my life and everything. And this song basically saved my life. And we are now in a situation that the only way for all of us to evolve is helping each other out and pulling each other out from the darkness towards the light. So that's why my life has now a completely new purpose. It's like, I don't care. I'm just, if I'm strong, I'm going to pull you out. And I'm going to pull you. Yeah, I'm going to pull you out for you to take responsibility. But the first hit, I'm going to take you out. You know, as I would love that somebody would have taken me out towards the light, you know. And of course, it's always in my case, like source helped me and the origin sent me music, and music is the hand that always pulled me up into the light. So I'm going to change. Let me change my guitar 1 sec. Give me 30 seconds because my app. Okay.
I'm excited that you have been inspired enough between the moment and our show to present this song that you've only sung once and that you wrote 10 years ago at a time when you really needed it. I get a sense that people are needing it now, and that's part of why you're doing it. So here is Nacho Arimany performing Towards the Brightest Light, live from home on the Life Changes Show. Thank you, Nacho. Thank you so much. Nacho Arimani, N-A-C-H-O-A-R-I-M-A-N-I. manynay.com is where you can learn more about him, his music, and his work. And he does work one-on-ones and groups and lectures and all kinds of things. I think we're all going to get to know him better, and I look forward to that. Nacho, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Filippo. I'm so happy, and it was such an amazing combination with Tia. And so thank you so much. It's such a pleasure and an honor to share my music with you guys. So hopefully, yeah, we're all connected.
And the pleasure was ours. And so thank you. And again, thank you to T. Alexander for being such a great guest. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.